So for this History Project podcast, I decided to take the viewpoint that the user is the most responsible. Personally, I see this because of many different reasons. One of them being that people have been saying that certain types of media have been rotting people's brains for hundreds of years. In fact, in the 19th century, around 1850s, there are documents of people talking about women reading books and not being able to focus on everyday tasks and their minds drifting off into fantasies. And it's kind of funny to me how we look at books now as more of a civilized media or a civilized form of entertainment that's not as bad as TV or social media or your phone. The article that I'm reading from actually uses a really good example of this, saying social media is a drug is the latest version of TV is a drug, which is an update of rock music is a drug, and so on. Furthermore, saying social media is a drug is kind of like saying running is a drug, because they both release endorphins and dopamine. So I don't really get how people say that. And I understand that this doesn't really go onto the topic of how the user is responsible. It's just my own opinion of what people are saying. Another important thing to note here is that social media addiction, or better known as Facebook or Instagram addiction, isn't officially recognized as an addiction. That being said, a psychiatrist totally could diagnose you with social media addiction. It's just heavily debated among mental health experts, from my understanding. Part of the reason why I lean so heavily on this being the user's fault and not the company's or the government or even your parents is because it's not like Facebook's hiding this information that they're trying to make their platform better so that users spend more time on it. If you think about this more logically, say you're a store owner, pretty much your sole purpose or your main goal is to keep customers in the store for as long as possible. So they're more likely to purchase something that they weren't thinking that they were going to need when they came into the store.
Someone's counter argument to this might be, well, Facebook's messing with your subconscious mind. They're doing things without you even realizing. The sad truth is that companies in marketing have been doing this for years and years. Studies show that 80 to 95% of your purchasing decisions come from your subconscious mind and subconscious advertising. An example of this would be Costco. They put things at the back of their stores and make it harder to find, so you're more likely to walk out with something that you might have not thought that you wanted to buy. That's a really basic example of it. Another one would be Apple stores. They're all white, very minimal, making you think that it's very advanced and technological, playing with your subconscious mind again.
So maybe the Apple Store thing isn't the best comparative talking about subconscious purchasing. It's just to show you that companies put a lot of thought into things that might not pass your mind every single day, like the Costco thing. I'm pretty sure that makes up a large amount of their profits, is because most people go there to find deals and they look around. So why wouldn't you encourage them to look around more? In conclusion, though, doing my research, I kept coming back to this same thought, which was, the user, A, knows about these, because it's not like Facebook's hiding this information. It's public information, and any user should do some research about anything that they use, just like they should research the medication that they take. Secondly, everything is good in moderation. The phone has amazing capabilities, especially Facebook. I personally don't use Facebook and Instagram very often, but I am absolutely addicted to Facebook Marketplace, but it saves my life and it's my time. I realize that as a person, I should probably not be checking Facebook Marketplace during class, but still it sometimes happens, but that's not really important. But again, someone might drink 3 gallons of water a day and might think it's super healthy, but that's not good use or practice of moderation.